Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, the second in my new series of Men versus Women. This time it's the differences between our communication skills. You can find my columns in over 100. Hello. Boy, that reminded me of that scene with, what was his name? That wonderful actor who played a newscaster and just got these frogs in his voice. Oh, it was in the movie about where Jim Carrey played God. What was it called? What was that movie called? Something about God with Morgan Freeman. You know the movie and you know the scene, and it made that guy a star, and it was a very funny scene. Anyway, find my columns at BruceAllen.com or in your local paper or website if it's there. Go to BruceAllen.com, hit the Writings Plus tab at the top of the page, and you'll get a drop-down menu that contains all the variety of things that we offer on my website. Please follow me on Twitter at BruceAllen. And I hope you'll please like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page. My birthday is next week, and my goal is to hit 5,000 likes. And we're just a couple 300 away, so I hope you'll help me achieve that birthday goal. Stay in the loop if you'd like and receive my weekly newsletter. No spam, and you're not going to be put on any lists, so just get a weekly newsletter. Today, we have Wayne Levine with us for the Men's Room and Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Wrap. I was hoping we would have Dr. Jennifer Weberman with us, but sadly, living back east, she has been affected by Hurricane Sandy, and all our good wishes go out to her. I've gotten an email and a tweet here and there from her. I gather her home is safe, but she is displaced, like so many thousands and thousands of people. It's a pretty major event, and while I do feel the need to talk about politics, I feel more of the need to encourage all of us to reach out and help those in dire need from Hurricane Sandy. And for a change, it is certainly a nonpartisan event. In fact, this week's Because I Said So comic is called Because I Said So Cares. And I take a somewhat humorous but serious look at how dad and son look at the world vis-a-vis the Hurricane Sandy event. So I hope you'll check that out. Well, I said I'm not going to talk politics today, but of course I don't mean that. I'll talk it a little. And I do have one word that really to me is the definition of the presidential race. And it's not the economy or economy. That word is Benghazi. Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Why? Why hasn't the I word been mentioned? If a Republican had stood by while Americans were being killed, if Bush had stood by, do you understand how the outcry would have blown up and gone insane? With the exception of Fox, you don't hear a peep from CNN, the mainstream news. Only recently did the Washington Post, a liberal columnist, actually say that we deserve the answers and we deserve some of the releasing of those videos before the election. It is, to me, a pox on mainstream media for not asking questions. Perhaps there is and are good explanations. It's kind of hard to understand what they could be in light of the obvious cover-up and in light of the double talk we've gotten from our Secretary of State, our President, Susan Rice, and so many others. And the questions that are being raised by the investigative journalists, and actually they are journalists at Fox, are pretty scary. Again, I ask the question, why are we not being told what's going on? Why is there not at least the cry for a press conference? This isn't just on the eve of the election. It took place 7 weeks ago, on September 11th. It is nearly 2 months prior to the election. Plenty of time to be open about it. So Obama's current slogan is forward. I love Romney's reply, forewarned. Pretty good. Four more years, forward. Want four more years? Okay, that's enough. Let's talk again about Hurricane Sandy. What I've seen on the news, and the news for me includes Fox News and other stations, in this regard, the coverage has been pretty fair-minded, of course, because there's nothing but concern for the victims. What I've seen is really sobering and very sad. I hope everyone will do what they can. And that means, even as Romney is saying, instead of another dollar to his campaign, give a dollar to the Red Cross or the Salvation Army. I don't care what your charity of choice is, but reach out. Better yet, if you're in the areas and you can help somebody or offer a bed or a meal, do it. You will feel better for doing so. Hurricane Sandy is one of the worst storms we've ever had, and it is a reminder of the fragility of life. It is a reminder that with all our advances in science and medicine and otherwise, there's a lot that is out of our control. I don't think it's a reminder that global warming is responsible for it, but of course Al Gore has jumped into that fray. We can leave the debate about global warming for another show. Speaking of debate about science, this week's Dad Chat is going to be about what we eat and what foods our kids are eating. I think it's a topic that I should have covered many times before, but for some reason we never have. And part of the reason we're covering it this week, and those of you that listen to my show on the weekend can get the transcript, because it will have taken place already tonight, Thursday, November 1st, the day after Halloween, when I broadcast and record the show. The reason we're doing it this time is because a couple friends of mine are very actively involved in supporting Proposition 37, which is the proposition in California to require the labeling of foods when there are GMOs or genetically modified organisms within them. It would seem to be a simple why not. But as I've learned in setting up this Dad Chat, there are clear opposing views, and it's not really dissimilar from the global warming debate. On the surface, it seemed at the beginning when I first heard about it, well, yeah, okay, maybe the world is, maybe we are making an impact. And then as more and more real scientists weighed in, it appears less that it is us and more that it is just a trending a cyclical thing, and you can take whatever position you choose and read whoever you choose, but the squashing of the opposing views continue to really bother me, on global warming in particular, and scientists that take a view questioning global warming are often ostracized, and certain information, as we learned out of a major British scientific institute, was squashed and withheld that went contrary to their agenda. I don't know if anything like that revolves around Proposition 37, but I do know that we all care about what we eat, and as parents, we most definitely care about what our kids eat. So I urge you to join us tonight. We have a representative from the one of the political organizations supporting Prop 37 that will be there. I actually know we have people that are against it that will join us as well. And farmers and other people that don't believe it's a worthwhile thing. So I'm not at this point. I'm almost undecided. At first, I thought like, well, this is a no-brainer. But when you really take the time to delve into an issue, it often is not just black and white. There are some gray. I expect to learn a lot tonight. I'm not going to advocate a position in this case. I obviously feel very strongly about the presidential race, but I don't push that on Dad Chat at all. Dad Chat, in fact, has been unpolitical, as has been my show, except the last month something just came over me. Next week's Dad Chat, which is my birthday Dad Chat, will be about pets. And you can bring your favorite pet, and we will have images of the favorite pet. And those that bring the cutest, most adorable, or just the best pictures will win a copy of my new book, The Empty Nest Road Trip Blues, an interactive journal from a dad's point of view. So I didn't get a chance to do anything I wanted to do, including playing the life lesson that I usually do, but I will do that in segment 4 because I have that all to myself. We will be back after these short messages for the men's room with Mr. Wayne Levine.